Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in. We have a kind of an emergency update. There's things going on in Israel and the Middle East that could spark into World War III just like that. I mean, I think what we're watching, hopefully it'll calm down again. But one of these days, it's not going to calm down, and the war will be on. I wanted to read something that I thought was pretty well put together before we talk about it with Larry. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. You've been really following this, so I really want your comments. Today's violation of Israeli sovereignty by Iran is of utmost importance. Iran's terror infrastructure has now reached Israel's borders, and now they are probing into Israeli territory. The potential escalation of the situation requires our attention and our prayers. The world media has once again oversimplified the headlines, misconstrued the sequence of events, and mostly made Israel out to be the aggressor. Now, here are the facts. Early this morning, Iranian military forces stationed in Syria invaded Israeli airspace with an unmanned drone. This drone invasion was a massive breach of Israel's sovereignty and a hostile act of aggression by Iran. In response, Israel sent 8 fighter jets into Syria to engage in a counterattack against the drone's command post. The Israeli jets came under anti-aircraft fire from Syrian forces while they flew over Syria. I guess we're finding out that came from a Russian airbase. But anyway, Israel succeeded in destroying their target, but in the process, one of Israel's fighter jets was hit by Syrian fire, and the 2 pilots ejected and escaped. And I guess they were both severely injured, from what I gather. They were both injured and currently are in the hospital. One of the pilots is severely injured. Israel's response to that attack was an immediate counterattack of overwhelming force. In the strongest attack in 30 years, Israel destroyed 4 Syrian command posts, 8 Iranian command posts in Syria, and I think those numbers have increased. We'll get to Larry on that one. All of Israel's fighter jets returned home from that mission safely. This morning's conflagration was a blatant attempt by Iran to assert its dominance in the region and threaten Israel. So there you go. Larry, your comments.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Where did you get that article? That's a very well-written article.
Christians United for Israel wrote it.
Oh, okay. One of the interesting things, just to add to that, is a recent report from Debrecenter says Russian troops were involved in Iranian-Syrian clash with Israel and the downing of an Israeli F-16 warplane. Says defense systems, which downed Israeli warplane, was operated and commanded from Russia's Kimimin air base in Syria. And so, that's... links things up even more, and also Depth of Files reporting that Iran has now warned that it will open the gates of hell against Israel and also attack Middle East American bases.
Wow. So has anything happened of late? Of course, we probably won't know about it until tomorrow morning, even if they are in a major war.
Yeah, well, at the moment, I guess Israel is in a conference with its security staff, and also, there's reports of some some of the missiles fired in Syria landing in Lebanon. So there was a massive attack against the Israelis that had gone in to do the damage, you know, to the Iranians and the Syrians and Hezbollah forces in Syria. And also, there is a report out of Deputy Files stating that Netanyahu called urgent defense conference in Tel Aviv as Israel is targeting wide-range air offensive against Syrian and Iranian military targets within Syria. Also under attack are Hezbollah forces within Syria. And also at the same time, they report that private and commercial air traffic over northern Israel has now been suspended. So there's a lot going on at the moment. And, of course, last night on the Friday night show, you know, we mentioned for people to have a heads up and watch the Middle East, you know. And so I guess this seems to be beginning in that war over there.
Yeah, I think it proves, if nothing else, that this thing can go out of control almost immediately. Didn't Putin himself of Russia make mention of the fact that he thought this could go spiraling totally out of control, which is usually what happens in a war situation? It just spirals totally out of control.
Yeah, Putin, if you'll remember, a few days ago, Netanyahu flew to Moscow and met with Putin and warned Putin about what was occurring with the Iranians in Syria. And, of course, apparently nothing happened. And so now we have an incident that has begun all of this. Deputy File also is reporting that Moscow reports an Israeli air offensive underway attacking Iranian, Syrian, and Hezbollah targets within Syria. And at the same time, there are reports that Russia, Iran, and Syria are calling for an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council because of the explosive issue of the violence there.
Wow. Israel launches large-scale strikes in Syria after drone infiltration. The IDF hit 12 Iranian Syrian sites in a second wave of attacks following airspace breach. Planes met with heavy anti-aircraft fire. F-16 crashes in Israel. Pilots seriously injured. So I guess they did hit a lot of places in Israel or in Syria. Has Putin said any more other than he's trying to get the UN to declare an emergency? Have you heard any more on that front?
No, not at this time. Of course, the Israelis did not hit the command and control center of the missile fire within Syria that was conducted at the Russian base, you know, so they left them alone. But they did, there are scattered reports that Russian troops were involved, in this, and some were injured possibly in the Iranian base attacks that occurred.
Yeah, and Turkey, I guess, is still involved in a major offensive, correct, as I understand it. So this thing is getting extremely complicated, and of course major mistakes can be made when you have such a weird soup mix over there. I mean, you've got NATO fighting NATO nations with Turkey fighting America, basically.
Well, it's pretty complicated, but, you know, Turkey has begun an invasion of northern Syria, and, of course, they have been moving troops and attacking Afrin, which is the Kurds, by the way, and at the same time moving towards Manbij, which is where U.S. forces and the Kurds are stationed. And, as a matter of fact, Erdogan had ordered U.S. troops out of Manbij, and they refused to leave, and Yahoo News report says U.S. General Paul E. Funk stated that U.S. troops will not leave the base at Manbij, Syria, even if Turkish forces attack it directly. So we've got a head-on there going on, and, of course, Putin is also concerned about that instance because he lost a jet involving. And, by the way, it says Deputy Files also reporting says U.S. air strikes in Syria involving U.S. F-15 fighter jets and Apache helicopters using heavy artillery against pro-Assad forces of Hezbollah and Shiite fighters that were trying to cross the Euphrates Bridge into Iraq.
Wow.
So we've got a lot of fighting that's going on right now.
Yeah, here's something from Search of Fall. We don't have much more time. Moscow declares imminent threat after U.S. actions down Russian, Israeli, Turkish aircraft over Syria. New report, the military doctrine of the Russian Federation could be activated. The United States now poses an imminent threat of aggression to the Union state of Russian Belarus due to its unprovoked armed attack in the Syrian Arab Republic that over the past week have led to the downing of a Russian aircraft, a fighter aircraft, the death of its pilot, the downing of a Turkish military helicopter, and the death of its two pilots, the downing of an Israeli military fighter, whose pilots are in the hospital at this point, and a U.S. military air assault on Syrian government forces operating legally within their own borders. They killed an unknown number of Russian contractor advisors. So Putin at any time could declare that this is an attack upon the Soviet Union or Russia.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, there were reports today that the Kurds fighting Turkish forces in the invasion had destroyed a couple of Turkish tanks, killed some of the Turkish troops, and also shot down another helicopter. So this is really good. You know, this is a whole lot in one day.
Yeah, and then we got the little Kimmy, the whiz kid over there in North Korea. They were watching, I guess, the parade and by satellite and whatnot, and he's got four Hwasong-15 ICBMs on new mobile launches, and he's also got what they are calling a clone of Russia's deadly Iskander missile. So maybe that's not a clone. I've often thought that China and Russia are giving Kim a lot of stuff. It's just off the radar. What do you think? I mean,
yeah,
we got war everywhere.
Yeah, they're reporting that some of the missiles that North Korea has are indeed Russian missiles. Now, the Iskander missile, that's one that can take out an aircraft carrier. So we really have to be on alert as far as our forces, you know, off the peninsula.
Yeah. Yeah, it almost sounds like the Armageddon script is beginning to fire off. We'll close down with this one. Another massive coronal hole emerging over the sun's eastern limb could be a very significant threat to a very active Pacific Ring of Fire. We got any more news on that other than it is rotating in our direction and could really cause some problems? Just a warning, folks.
Well, we're just watching it very closely, and people just need to continue to have a heads up because we also have a lot of trouble in Washington, D.C., and this is not a time for us to get into a shooting war.
Yeah. Okay, folks. Well, we'll keep on top of this one, and if necessary, give you another emergency update tomorrow. Hopefully, cool heads will prevail, but I think it shows us all that this thing can ignite anytime. And, of course, we got the temple construction that they want, and we're coming up on that 2018 final, I guess we could say final of the pivot. And it's getting very, very interesting and very, very hot. Any final word, Larry?
Just keep that seatbelt buckled.
Yeah. We're in for some rough seas, I'm afraid. And, of course, the war against Trump, no matter what he does, it's wrong. And it's always going to be that way, just like no matter what Israel does is wrong. There are so many people that hate Israel with a passion. There's a reason for it. It's spiritual, and it's because people do not really understand who Israel is or what Israel's there for. So lot going on, folks. We definitely, Larry, will keep you up to date on his posting. And if this thing really takes off, we'll have another update tomorrow night. any event, thanks for listening, and take care of yourselves. And like Larry says, buckle your seatbelts. We could be in for a very rough ride. Good night, everyone. Thanks for listening.